My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to for the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And well, it's great to be back. Yesterday we brought you a pre-recorded program, some recordings that I did over the course of my weekend at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Wow, that is really turned down. Now we're turned way up. Let's get that volume situated. All right. So anyway, great weekend in the Windy City, just outside the Windy City, Tinley Park, at the convention center. And boy, if you didn't see all the interviews, I've got more than I'm going to be bringing you, including an interview with my good friend Jeffrey Adams and the Micronic Silver Dietary Supplements. And there's big breaking news that's going to be coming out with regards to this product. And that's all I'm going to say. That's all I can say at the moment. I'm just telling you it's huge. It is going to be huge. But if you're not getting Micronic Silver at micronicsilver.net and using the code CHOSEN, if you've got a stomach ailment, If you want to build your immune system, this stuff is incredible. I use the nose spray every single day. It is recommended by Dr. Judy Mikovits. It is recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough to help prevent colds, flus, bugs. It cleans out the sinuses and takes care of bacteria and so on. Well, I guess we can't promise you this, but I can tell you that they recommend this stuff. It is recommended by those individuals, and they do believe that it helps according to their own experience. So I can tell you that. And then, of course, there's also the spray that I spray on, and I actually had a minor shingles outbreak just because of all of the travel and everything, and sprayed that on yesterday, and already results as a result of that. So encourage you to check that out. Also, our CGRwellness.com, we'll be talking about that for a full hour on Friday, and Coco Lassus as well. All great products. Encourage you to check those out. Coming up on the program today, D.D. Laugesen is with us. The persecution of Christians around the world is increasing dramatically, including right here. We'll definitely actually have a pastor on I'm going to be talking with tomorrow. If you are a Christian, if you are Bible reading, if you pray, if you do all those kinds of things, you may well be fired from your job. Simply because you express those kinds of attitudes and beliefs. Seriously. It's happening right here in our country. Also coming up today, we've got, the folks from Newsbusters and Censor Track will be with us. Pastor David Lowry joins me, right after, my opening segment today. And Rick Manning will be with us as well. Americans for Limited Government. And there was a particular email that I got from them. Well, I'll have to let you know about it. We'll talk about it when we get to that segment. If I think of it in the course of this hour, then I'll tell you what it is that I saw. So many things, and there's a ton of stuff from my next guest and I to discuss. Let me see here. Oh yeah, the FISA reauthorization. The FISA reauthorization is on the radar, and we need to be really concerned about that and the declassification of Russiagate, which leads me to my very first question and story I want to talk about with my very first guest, our constitutional originalist, Mr. David Shostakis. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Good to be with you. It was even better when we had dinner Saturday night.
Yes.
You know, we had some great folks with us, and including Mr. Jeff Adams with the my chronic silver. And as it turns out, I was with Mr. Adams yesterday, and I did some nose spray myself with that and some spray stuff. It's just amazing the things that Jeff's got going on. So.
Yeah.
That was so great to see you. And, of course, you mentioned David Lowry. Pastor David was with us as well. So it was just a wonderful evening. Great chance to see everybody in person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And met some wonderful people as well. You know, one of those was Christian Sass,
yes,
who I got a chance to spend some time with yesterday and his Revolution Studios. And
yeah,
so...
Yeah, Christian's a great guy as well. One of the movers behind an important thing here in Illinois called Rebuild Illinois, and they do a lot of background work with people that are involved in trying to rescue this state. So Christian's involved in that among other things. That was fantastic. And another fellow, good friend of mine, now Roger Dickens. I was with Roger again yesterday, and you, I, and he are going to be talking about India this afternoon. So,
yes.
A lot of great things came out of Saturday's dinner.
Yes, very much looking forward to that conversation and some hopefully some life-changing things getting ready to happen for our dear friends in Punjab, India, and our ministry that goes on there. Let's talk about Igor Dushenko. He was acquitted yesterday of all four charges of lying to the FBI. And I want to read really quickly a statement that I put together this morning that I think, let me see if I can, there we go. So the real issue with the Durham case may well be that the jury's of the belief that President Donald Trump is the bad guy. Therefore, Dushenko or any of these individuals who are being accused of lying to the FBI didn't really lie because the whole purpose was to take down President Donald Trump. The FBI coaxing these individuals into doing and saying things that were proven to be untrue is the ends justifies the means. The end result is everybody was after Donald John Trump and no one cared what they did in order to try to get him and get him taken out of office. The other issue is the jury's not going to convict someone if they happen to believe that the real criminals here are the FBI. It kind of reminds me when people would say that the Republicans have a bad rating in Congress. It wasn't that there was a negative connotation towards the policies or the bill or the agenda that the grassroots Republicans were trying to get done for our country. The issue was the Republicans in Congress weren't following that agenda. So they had a negative rating with those people that were trying to get something conservative done for the country. And by the very nature of the fact that they were Republican, they had a negative rating because of the biased media and because of the liberal Democrat members of Congress promoting their anti-American agenda.
Yeah, there's of course a lot there, but in regarding the whole Dushenko situation and the people not necessarily having confidence or in the FBI. A lot of what you read about while the trial was going on was, in fact, that the defense counsel, in fact, put the FBI on trial. The FBI was on trial in the case. And in that regard, there's something that we call jury nullification, where, the, in fact, the while lawyers are not allowed to speak of this, which is very, very curious, but the action, but a jury, if they think a prosecution is unfair or unjust, Even if the evidence shows that the individual had broken the law, according to how the law was read, if the jury as a whole either feels the law was unjust or the prosecution was unjust or the prosecutors themselves were overstepping their bounds in how they conducted themselves, the juries have the legal authority to make findings of not guilty, even if the evidence is otherwise. And it's, again, called jury nullification. That's probably the most powerful tool that that we have in terms of the jury system that protects all of us. And I'm not so sure that it's not, that it wasn't the FBI on trial there as opposed to the beginning that somebody said, oh, no, it's okay because they went after Trump. And, you know, this whole concept of the fact that the police can lie to you, but you can't lie to the police. That's just, and that's how these things run. Of course, the courts have always found that the police can make up stuff when they're interviewing a suspect. They can say that they have evidence that they don't have, and they can do other kinds of things to coerce confessions, if you will. And yet, if somebody says something, if they get the date wrong. When they're talking to the FBI, and sometimes the police, there's supposedly a law against it. It's not exactly a level playing field. So there's right. there's any number of problems with the prosecution. I'd like to think that the jury was had more. It was more of a statement on the FBI than on the conduct of Mr. Dushenko.
Which ultimately then leaves us with, you know, the real underlying issue here that I think many are very concerned about, and that is the rogue behavior of the FBI and what they have been doing, and not just as it relates to President Donald John Trump, but as it relates to, you know, many Americans, those from January 6th as an example, where you have a situation where individuals were are being held without anything being charged against them, or their charges are of a misdemeanor nature, and yet they're being treated as though they are, you know, first degree felons. You know, I mean, it's quite atrocious what's happening to the trampling of our rights.
And some of the problems I've recently had an opportunity to have some conversations with people who in fact are defendants in January 6th. Obviously I'm not in a position to share those.
Right.
But it's really, really disturbing that some of these folks are from all over the country. All they did was walk up the steps, and they've been tracked down through video and through facial recognition things and the use of cell phone data, and many people were just happened to be there, and you just got to wonder what would happen if they took those tools and turned them against actual criminals.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, and again, you know, I mean, some of these individuals were on grounds that, you know, when they approached those grounds, there were four stages that they were permitted to approach, four stages that were set up on the steps of the Capitol to hold rallies that were going to be held earlier in the day that were preempted by President Trump's speech, but were planned to be held after his speech, and individuals headed to those grounds, and then they changed the boundaries after people were already on the grounds to decide that, oh, now we're going to call this trespassing. We're going to take a break. We've got a lot more with SCOTUS coming up, a Chevron case that we can talk about with Axon right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years, I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, my special guest, David Shostokas, constitutional originalist, and you know, the case is a little complicated, but the reply brief says this: the government advances a sweeping vision of implied jurisdiction stripping that only an unaccountable agency with serious constitutional flaws could love. Under that view, the agency holds all the cards, able to go to district court for immediate relief, or consign the citizen to years of unconstitutional abuse, and Congress can strip courts of expressly granted jurisdiction by granting additional jurisdiction, a sleight of hand sure to leave the citizenry befuddled but not amused. Fortunately, that vision finds no support in this court's case. Indeed, the government does not deny that Free Enterprise Fund versus Public Accounting Oversight rejected the same implied repeal argument in the context of a comparable challenge to the structure and existence of a federal agency. The absence of a district court remedy in such circumstances would condemn parties like Zaxxon to suffer constitutional injury without any means of obtaining adequate or meaningful relief. Nothing in the FTC Act or the Administrative Procedure Act supports that untenable result. So, my understanding, the way that I had read this when it first came up, and we talked about it really briefly, is that the Chevron doctrine, essentially the idea of it was, is that it created these rogue administrative agencies that could conduct their kangaroo courts. They could decide if and when they wanted the assistance of an outside court, but only under the conditions that they gave the outside court to intervene, and then arbitrarily decide whether or not they would apply that ruling to their particular court situation in how they treated the citizen. And citizens were left with no recourse and no actual constitutional defense on the grounds of whatever it is that the administrative agency was suggesting that they had done wrong and that the agency was going to punish them for.
That's a fairly decent summation. You know, basically the Chevron doctrine is, they say that the courts will give deference to the decisions of the administrative agency, in the end. And it's a court-made doctrine. It's not a doctrine that comes from a statute. And there's been, of course, last term, they did, the court took away some of that when they, in a case involving the EPA, and now we've got a case involving the FTC, where apparently the Congress has made a change in terms of how these matters are appealed. And it looks like what Congress actually is trying to do in this event is give the people actually a direct route to an appellate court, bypassing the district court if you have a complaint with the outcome of a decision by an agency. And in my mind, to tell you the truth, number one, Congress does have the authority to set the jurisdiction of the federal courts with certain kinds of exceptions. Now, there's a potential exception here if there's a matter of constitutionality, the Congress cannot take that jurisdiction away from the courts. But if it's a matter of statutory interpretation and to whom they're going to give deference, who's going to make a decision on a statute situation, which is what this case appears to be, then, of course, they can take the authority from the district court, skip the district court, and go straight to the appellate court. And I'm not so sure that that's not a good thing for citizens in many respects, because if you're going to get to an appellate, because the big company is going to force you to appeal anyway if they lose. In which case, this kind of skips a step and perhaps saves some money for the citizens.
What this is, according to what I'm understanding, the FTC Act does not impliedly strip the district court of jurisdiction over Axon's structural constitutional claim. So what Axon is saying is we want the district court to be able to make a ruling with regards to this particular situation, argument, what have you. And the FTC is saying, no, we're going to make the decision. And we're not going to allow either the district court or the appellate court. We're not going to allow any other courts outside of us. And that's where I'm bringing in the idea of the Chevron doctrine, because that's essentially what the Chevron doctrine is talking about. Because it says under 28 U.S.C. 1331, federal district courts have jurisdiction over all civil actions arising under the Constitution. Axon brought such an action. It challenges the structure, procedures, and very existence of the Federal Trade Commission claims that plainly arise under the Constitution. Pete App 29, resolving such claims is the bread and butter of federal courts and wholly beyond the authority of the agency itself, which can hardly evaluate... Okay. Huh?
Yes, and that... In this instance, what they're asking the courts to find is that the courts get to decide questions of the Constitution, and the agencies do not get to decide questions of the Constitution. And in that regard, that would in fact be a huge chip into the Chevron doctrine and a huge reining in of the administrative state. Which, of course, these people should never have had the authority to say what the Constitution is. Maybe they can talk about what the Federal Trade Act is, but certainly what the Constitution is, it's not for them to decide.
All right. We're going to be heading into a break here in a second. When we come back, court denies Trump's request to intervene in the Mar-a-Lago documents case. We'll get your thoughts with regards to that. The mother of George Floyd is talking about filing a lawsuit against Kanye West. This is a free speech issue. And then another one on the anti-Trump dossier. All right. Back with more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David Shostokas is our constitutional originalist. We're talking about questions of the Constitution and rights, and what are our rights, and how do we defend those rights? And one of the cases that comes up has to do with a free speech right, and that is Kanye West has given some interviews. They've since been taken down, but in those interviews, he suggested that George Floyd's death was related to a fentanyl overdose and a fentanyl problem, a methamphetamine problem. And certainly there is a fentanyl and methamphetamine problem in the black community, which I've talked with other guests about that. And in general, there is a fentanyl problem happening in America as a result of open borders. Those are separate issues, but there's a relationship to all of this because the medical examiner who did the examination has written and said that Floyd's death was officially attributed in part to asphyxiation. A video footage of his arrest followed Officer Derek Chauvin with a knee. Now, there's also a statement in here that says a memo noted that there was no physical evidence suggesting that Mr. Floyd died of asphyxiation, and that had Floyd been found dead in his home or anywhere else, that there were no other contributing factors. The medical examiners would have concluded Floyd's death was an overdose. The armed forces medical examiner said Floyd's death was caused by the police subdual and restraint in the setting of severe hypertensive atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and methamphetamine and fentanyl intoxication. And after Floyd's death, West donated $2 million to a fund with part of it fully covering the education of Floyd's daughter.
This is a problem. Of course, in the first instance, we've got the situations regarding the first, as you mentioned, First Amendment. First Amendment covers different things regarding defamation lawsuits, and among them is got to be you have to reach a very, very high bar if you're going to involve a public figure. But more importantly, what this seems to be is in the aftermath of the Alex Jones lawsuits involving his denial of the Sandy Hook situation, where a lot of young children were killed by a gunman in their school, mm-hmm. and Jones was going around generating audiences and sales and other kinds of things, saying that it was all a hoax, and that certainly of several juries in a couple of jurisdictions said, you know, this was just a terrible thing that you did to the parents of these children by making them relive it in a circumstance that was certainly not true, and you were profiting off their grief by telling lies. And so that seems to be what this what the Floyd family is going to try to do to Mr. West, is say that they're suffering because he disagreed with Mr. Floyd's cause of death. And it's a huge stretch, and that's these are the kind of cases that sometimes sometimes people make lawyer jokes. You know, people should not be filing cases just because they think they can extort some kind of big payday. And this is troublesome. Certainly Mr. West is entitled to his interpretation of whatever the medical examiners have said. He's entitled to, and he's also entitled to express that interpretation. Mm-hmm. And so the fact is, it's this First Amendment situation that Mr. Floyd should be in Mr. West should have this case dismissed fairly quickly. But it's a shame that the Alex Jones situation made headlines and has encouraged this kind of activity.
All right, let's move on to the next one. The court has denied President Trump's request to intervene in the Mar-a-Lago document case. Supreme Court on Thursday afternoon rejected a request from former President Donald Trump to allow a special master to review about 100 documents marked as classified that the FBI seized from Trump's home. The ruling came in an unsigned one-sentence order. There were no dissents recorded.
Yeah, well, strangely enough, we're down from 11,000 documents to 100. So apparently the special master is in fact in a situation where they're reviewing 11,000 documents have been put outside the purview. And what Trump's people want to do is participate along with the special master. And that's not, of course, the point of the special master. The special master isn't supposed to be taking one side or another. The special master is supposed to be making appropriate decisions for the court, to provide direction to the court and save the court time from going through 11,100 documents. This is not terribly surprising because they didn't put it. There is a special master. The special master is doing the work. It's just limiting how much participation either side can involve themselves with the special master. So that's not really unusual at all.
Okay. Are there at this point are there any particular cases that you are looking at that the Supreme Court? I mean, I know there's a lot of different things that they're going to be looking at this time around, but is there anything in particular that's popped out at you, David?
Well, you know, the biggest cases on matters like this and what kind of access the government can have to presidential papers and presidential documents, turns out to be United States versus Nixon. And that's where it always goes back to what he needed to turn over and allow them to review in terms of the actual Watergate prosecution cases. And there was actually criminal cases, and by the way, an actual grand jury in place specifically related to this particular to the conduct of President Nixon and his cohorts in the There is no actual grand jury in place in this. There's no actual criminal allegation. This is significantly different than the only real cases that have gone before the Supreme Court on presidential issues and presidential, say, classification of documents. And I suspect that one of the important things will, in fact, in the end, be litigation over the president's authority to classify or declassify matters. And I suggest that the president's authority in that situation is plenary. It derives from the Constitution. It derives from his position as the absolute head of the government, and the Congress is in not a position, is not in position because of the separation of powers,
Right, the three branches of government and how that breaks out.
Yeah, and I suspect in the end, the, classification question is likely to be decided in President Trump's favor.
Okay. What other, cases, are there any Second Amendment cases, religious rights cases, things of that nature that you are, kind of have your eye on at all?
You know what? I will want to bring up something else. And that's, apparently you're going to be on with, Pastor Lowry, later today. And, David did join us for dinner, Saturday night. And tomorrow, a good friend of mine, Kathleen Murray, who is a candidate for Illinois State Senate, is going to be on David's show, Truth Be Told. And they're going to talk I've been working with Kathleen. She's a candidate, and she's about to publish her version of the Parents' Bill of Rights.
Okay.
That is going to be central in these last few weeks of the campaign. These days, with the situation where the state is trying to raise people's children, is just a horrible, horrible situation. And I think we need more circumstances where they want to change things like where some of these CRT and sexualization classes, where they've got it so parents can opt out of some of these matters. It should be a parents' bill of rights that they can opt in. For starters. And so, in dealing with their children's health situations, right now the state of Illinois has a circumstance where a 12 or 13 year old, young girl can get an abortion without her parents knowing. There's pending legislation for some of this, regarding, major medical procedures related to gender situations, and hormone treatments. And parents need to have the absolute right to be informed and be making those decisions, not the state and not the schools. And so Kathleen and Pastor David will be talking about that tomorrow on David's show.
And that's right here on TECN TV at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
and we'll touch. We'll touch on that.
My good friend. Kathleen Murray's campaign for state senate, it's electkathleenmurray.com. We're hoping for good things for her when the election comes up in the next couple of weeks.
You know, and this really speaks to, the efforts that are being made across the country to fight back, because California just passed that law and they signed into law, the ability basically to say that if there's a child anywhere in the country, in any of the other 49 states that wants to do a transition and is being encouraged to do, manipulated even to do a transition, that they can be whisked off to California and California will take guardianship of that child and then facilitate the sex change and the sex reorientation of that child in California, and the parent has virtually no ability to get their child back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile. My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. My very special guest, David Shostokas, and constitutional originalist. Want to remind you a couple of things. Be sure and share the program, please. Tell your friends about our show. Our numbers have been jumping, and they've been jumping because you're letting people know that we're here. So please tell folks about us. Encourage those. If you like what you hear, please encourage folks to join us. And then I want to thank those who have been making some contributions to us, and remind you that you can make a contribution. Buy Pastor a cup of coffee, would you? Just buy me a cup of coffee. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. $3, $5, whatever kind of coffee you think I might, you know, deserve. I know it used to be $1, right, for a cup of black coffee? Good grief. Anyway, Cash App, also $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. Thanks to Blake, thanks to Brian, thanks to James. Appreciate those of you that have made those wonderful contributions, and you can help, and it supports our ministry and what we're doing in India, as well as what we're doing here to fight to save America. We want to remember, I want to also remember five individuals murdered on January the 6th. Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boylan, Kevin Gresham, Benjamin Phillips, and Brian Sicknick, all of whom were killed and died. And now we have suicides that are happening too as a result of the American Gulag and as a result of the persecution of the tyrants. And I do not consider these individuals to be government. The government is by the governed, by the consent of the governed. We do not consent to the actions and the behaviors. And so therefore, this is the behavior of tyrants. And they have a tyrannical federal enforcement agency that is carrying out their tyrannical beliefs and their tyrannical actions. And one of those things has to do, David, what you and I were talking quite a day in depth about in the break, and that has to do with what's going on with parents. And I just want to remind people that there is a UN treaty that was brought into place and introduced, and we had to fight this in our Senate. It's called the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and it essentially takes away the right of a parent to be able to direct the pathway of their child, and suggests that children are able to make decisions like have double mastectomies at the age of 13 years of age, or change their genders, or start hormone treatments, or, as you said before we went into the break, have an abortion at, maybe at the age of 9 or 10 years old without parental consent.
Yeah, these are a huge problem. And one of the things that we also talked about during the break, we'll take a few minutes because it's only 2 weeks to the midterm election day, even though people are already voting in this early voting and mail-in voting environment that we're currently in.
Yeah.
The extent that people have yet to vote, I would suggest that if you have a mail-in ballot that you already have, take it with you and vote at the polls on election day with that ballot to make sure that they don't say, well, you've already voted. There's a lot of things going on. And one of the best ways that we can help to fight for integrity of our elections is, in fact, to vote on election day, because that is in the situation where your vote is most secure and most likely to be counted accurately. These kinds of laws, like where you're talking about California is trying to be the parent for every child in the union, impose their value on a transgender situation across the country, is extraordinarily dangerous. And historically, the parents have in fact had the authority over decisions affecting their children's lives. And you mentioned the introduction of that United Nations Treaty 30 years ago and how that's being fought, but it was been adopted. There's been these chips in parental rights little by little. It's the frog in the petri dish thing that always happens where liberal folks get bits and pieces of what they want until they wind up to a tipping point where they get control of what they're at. We are really in the very, very heart of defending the rights of parents to, in fact, take care of their children, make decisions for their children, not to have the state make those decisions.
And let me connect some dots with regards to that. I just pulled this up, brand new email. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys just recently went before a federal appeals court arguing on behalf of female athletes, Selena Soule, Chelsea Mitchell, Elena Smith, and Ashley Nicoletti. And I might add, I was watching the baseball game last night and there was an ad in there, a female baseball team, and the message was, you know, we want to be able to compete. We want all sexes to be able to compete, yada, yada, yada. Well, here's a situation. A lower court previously dismissed the case because the male athletes who competed against these brave young women, listen to me, male athletes competed against these women, winning 15 state titles that previously belonged to girls and smashing records. They've graduated now. So, oh, well, it doesn't matter. No harm, no foul. Well, there is a harm. There is a foul. And the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference has been allowing males who identify as females to compete in athletic events, girls' athletic events. And this is, again, this is a part of what we're fighting. This is the cultural change. And it is absolutely disgusting. And if you're talking about raising your young girls and helping them to achieve success and understand the ability to achieve success, you're destroying that by allowing this kind of stuff to take place. David, thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it. Get more at Shostokas.com. You can pick up his Declaration of Independence, the history of the Declaration of Independence, along with constitutional soundbites as well at Shostokas.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. More Chosen Generation Radio straight ahead. We'll be talking with Pastor David Lowry coming up on the other side. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'll be back with more coming up right after this brief break. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.